This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 107. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Lindsey Brown, my trusty sidekick and producer, is in the studio downtown Minneapolis, that historic WCCO radio station. 100 years of service to this community. And Ari Bergeron and Al Schock are in the newsroom bringing us the latest on news, weather, and information that's impacting our family and our community. Again, there is a lot of negativity going on in the world, and a lot of it is being broadcast right into your living room. But during this show for 3 hours, I told Lindsey we're calling this show Walking on Sunshine, because today, for 3 hours, we're going to lift up your spirits. We're going to make you laugh. We're going to shed some light and do a lot of loving, because we need to build each other up. We need to remember why being kind matters. Remember why relationships matter, and look for the good in the midst of all the grime. And, you know, I want to talk about relationships for a minute, because you just never know how the Lord is going to move you and what direction you're going to go in. My pastor, Reverend Dr. Josie Palmore, out of Houston, Texas, who I pray with each and every Monday at 10 a.m. If you're looking for me, I'm in that prayer closet. Okay, I've got a lot of hell that I got to try to get through, and I need to call on the Lord at the beginning of the week before I get started so I can get the strength I need to make it to Friday. Okay, and so every week he gives me a word, and the word that he gave me this week is a line. He says, Shaletta, you don't need to hustle, not like you're doing. You need to align and figure out where God wants you to be, when he wants you to be there, so that you show up. And the blessing that you've been praying for is waiting on you. So back up, I'm 53 now. I was a 20-something-year-old college student at the University of Houston, majoring in broadcast journalism. Loved politics, always have. They had a Mickey Leland Fellowship. Mickey Leland was a Houston U.S. representative who tragically was killed in a plane crash while he was delivering relief to Africa. And he, along with several other Houston leaders, died that day. And so they commemorated his name and kept his legacy alive with the Mickey Leland Fellowship, where they would take 10 students from the University of Houston and give them an opportunity to work in Washington, D.C. for a legislator. They gave us a stipend for the month. They put us up in an apartment, and they just set us up for success. It was an amazing opportunity that I still reap the benefits of from that till this day. And so I worked for a young man named Martin Sabo from Minnesota. Now, I'm 27 years old. I don't even know what Minnesota is on the map. Okay. I went to public school. We didn't go north of the Mason-Dixon line when we learned stuff. Okay. I learned Texas history. That was about it. And so I'm in there and he's talking about Minnesota and I'm meeting all these people from Minnesota and the people are coming from Minnesota and everybody's so nice. And I thought that would be the last interaction that I had with Minnesota. Fast forward to today. Here I am, a resident of Minnesota 10 years this year and then 4 years previously. So this is my second stint. I'm at the post office on Snelling. I'm standing in line behind Lori Sturdivant. She's mailing stuff. I'm mailing stuff. Y'all know how I do. Hey, girl, how you doing? What's up? It's so good to see you. What you doing? She said, I'm writing a book. I said, what you writing a book about? She said, I'm writing a book about Martin Sabo. I said, girl, I know you lying. I know Martin Sabo. She said, how do you know Martin Sabo? I said, because I was an intern in his office. And she was like, girl, I'm going to make you a part of my book. And so we went to Flavor Cafe. We sat down. We had a conversation. And lo and behold, a book then came out. And guess who's in it? And guess who's on the phone line? Joining us, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the latest soon-to-be award-winning author, Lori Sturdivant, is joining us. Hey, girl.
Well, hey, girl, back to you, and thank you for telling the listeners that serendipitous story. It was indeed a fateful moment when we met each other in that post office line.
Girl, I mean, we was just standing there, and I know you did. You okay? So, did you think I was the crazy lady when I just started talking to you?
No, because I admire that kind of enthusiasm, that kind of outgoing greeting. I've been a fan of yours for a long time, Shaletta. So didn't think you were crazy, but was surprised to learn that you had a Martin Sabo connection. Let's face it, he was a Norwegian Lutheran from far northwestern North Dakota, and that's a long way from where you grew up.
That's a long way from Fifth Ward, Texas. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so was your mind blown? Like when you were driving away from the post office after I told you that I worked with Martin Sabo for 6 months, were you like, oh, what? And Lord, you really put me here with this? Because that's how I felt. I was like, this woman got a book about a man I worked with when I was in my 20s, and here I am 50 plus years old.
Well, and you gave us a glimpse in the story that I was able to tell about Martin Sabo. You gave us a glimpse of the human side of the congressman. You know, you can tell a congressional story about what committees he was on and what bills he passed and what campaigns he ran. But you can also tell about the relationships. And for Martin Sabo, relationships were the essence of governing, I think. And your story helps me tell about his valuing of relationships. So thank you for that.
Okay, you got to tell people the name of the book, where they can get it. Is it out? Is it pre-order? What's going on? Because I know you had a big event this past Thursday, but can we go to the store and get the book?
I sure hope so. It is published by Minnesota Historical Society Press. It was released late last month, but the official launch was indeed last Thursday at Martin Sabo's alma mater, Augsburg University. Nice event we had. You can order the book directly from Minnesota Historical Society Press, or I think from any good bookstore in the Twin Cities that carries the books that have been published here in the Twin Cities. The name of the book, Martin Sabo, The Making of the Modern Legislature. Now, let me just say a word about that title. As it suggests, while this book is his whole life story, we pay special attention to his years as minority leader and then speaker of the Minnesota House, which were years of great transformation for that institution, and he was in the thick of it.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I want you to give us the thing that surprised you the most. when you were doing your research, because you did a lot of research on this. I remember a couple times I tried to call you, like, girl, I am busy. Okay, I got a whole book to write. I got 500 million pages of research and stories and interviews that I got to transcribe and try to get together. I'm on deadline for this book. And I know it had to be also something that you wanted to include, but you had to leave out. I want to get some of that stuff too that people can't get nowhere else. So we're going to talk more with my girlfriend from the post office, Miss Lori, when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're talking to Proud Lori right now. She has got a brand new book out. You can purchase it wherever books are sold, about our very own Martin Szabo. Lori is continuing our conversation on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And I am just so honored that you allowed me to be a part of this book, Lori. And how did you even decide I'm going to do a book about Martin Szabo? How did this all get started? Where did this come from?
Well, I have to say, it didn't come originally from me, but from a group of Martin Szabo friends and coworkers who met regularly beginning when Martin was still with us. He left the Congress in 2006 and moved back to the Twin Cities on a permanent basis. And this group of his fellow retirees, they're mostly his contemporaries, began regular meetings to socialize, but also produce already one book. That was Tom Berg's book in 2012 called Minnesota's Miracle, about the Minnesota Miracle legislation period of the early 1970s. And the same group decided, especially after Martin died in 2016, that they thought a biography of Martin Szabo himself that focused on his extraordinary life would be in order. So I was approached in about 2022, and I happily accepted their proposal to do this book because I've always admired Martin Sable. I've known of him during my long career at the Star Tribune. He was always someone I covered and admired. But his story is also part of something I think I'd like to focus on in the work that I do going forward. Minnesota had a remarkable success story in the late part of the 20th century. We pulled away from other states on a variety of measures, income and educational attainment and other kinds of quality of life things. I think it behooves us to understand why that happened so that we can sustain it. And Martin Sable, I think, was part of that story because the success of Minnesota's state government, which he had a lot to do with, is a big part of Minnesota's overall success. So that's why I was glad to take on this project.
Okay. Now, you got to tell me, you had a lot of research, a lot of data, a lot of interviews, a lot of stories, and a lot of history. What part did you hate that you had to leave out?
Oh, boy. The good stuff's all in there. I promise the readers I didn't leave anything that I thought was really significant there. But it was touching to me how many people told me they really considered Martin a close friend, someone that they had a strong personal tie with. This is someone who came to Minnesota as a college student who was so shy that he was remembered for his reticence more than anything else. And his first term in the legislature, when he was elected only at age 22, he barely spoke, I think, those first couple of sessions. So this was not someone who was an extrovert by nature, but he worked at relationships because he understood they were essential to what he really cared about, which was good governance. And so he worked hard at developing relationships, and so many people felt they had a personal connection to Martin Sable. That was revealing to me. And he talked about how much he valued the opportunity to live in Washington as a member of Congress, live and move his family there so that he could develop relationships at home, at the schools, at the parks, with his fellow members of Congress. No matter which party they were in, he thought that those relationships were crucial to getting the work of good governance done. He lamented so much that pattern of moving the family to Washington has changed.
Yeah. And you know, that's so funny because that's how I felt. Like, I thought I was special. I think that he just has a way of making the person that he's talking to at that moment, or making the people that he's interacting with at that moment, feel like they're the only thing that matters. And people don't do that. Even politicians, you know, in a day where you're on a Zoom meeting with somebody, and I was on a Zoom meeting with this lady last week, and she didn't turn her camera on, and she said, "Oh, I'm in another meeting. I'm multitasking." I said, "Well, you know what? Find some time for me when you have the time so that we can connect and we can communicate just with each other, because I might say something that I want you to hear and you're busy talking to someone else." He made people feel special. And, you know, even as a young girl coming from, you know, college as a junior at University of Houston into his office, he made sure the staff was kind to me. He invited me in. I got taken to the DNC because he was head of the DNC for a while, and I got invited to those galas and those events, State of the Unions and those kinds of things that, you know, my counterparts who were interning in other offices, they didn't get those opportunities.
Well, you're touching on something that so many people told me about Martin Sable, and that is that he was an outstanding listener. Sometimes that would irritate people. There were people who told me they would come in and pitch him on particular policy or legislation they favored, come in with a strong pitch, and were expecting him to say at the end of the conversation, "Yes, I'm with you. I will support your measure. I will carry your bill." He often wouldn't make that commitment. He would listen. He would listen very carefully. He would ask questions, and he would give the people the value of his time and attention. But he would often then keep his powder dry about what exactly he would be doing with this information going forward. That was part of his keeping himself free to make a compromise, to make a deal. And he knew that was also a necessary part of governance in our system.
Now, what are people surprised by the most? The folks who have read the book, what surprises them the most? We're talking to Lori Sturdivant. She has written an amazing book about Martin Szabo, published by the Minnesota Historical Society and Minnesota History Center. I'm sorry. And so, you know, you had the big event, the big book launch. It's been out for a month now. You've got enough time to hear from people. It's a great read, right? But you've had enough time to hear from some folks. What surprised folks the most as they read your book?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people knew the basics of Martin's story, knew he had been a legislative leader in the 70s, knew he came to the legislature as quite a young man, knew he spent 26 years in the U.S. House. But what came before, I think, has surprised people. What a kind of a starkly rural background he had in the far northwestern corner of North Dakota. The town where he grew up might have, on a good day, had about 80 people when he was a kid, and now it's down to about 6 or 7. It's really a ghost town. But it was a town that valued education, a town that was mostly Norwegian. He had 3 students in his high school graduating class. He was the valedictorian. But he still, because of the Lutheran Free Church and because of teachers that cared about him, he had opportunities to go to the state capitol, to go to some statewide camps, to compete in some statewide history contest that he won. What I have said to people is, when you grow up in a small town where human capital is a scarce commodity, but as a young person you show that you're honest, that you're hardworking, that you're responsible, you will be given adult responsibilities at an early age. You will grow up fast, and that's what happened to Martin Szabo.
We are talking to Lori Sturdivant, the author of Martin Szabo, The Making of the Modern Legislature, produced by the Minnesota Historical Society Press. It is available on their website and anywhere books are sold. I'm just loving this, because so oftentimes, Lori, you know, we don't teach our children their history. We don't tell them about the Martin Szabos, and then we wonder why they don't work hard, or we wonder why they don't have an understanding of, you know, the value of hard work. And here this man was the epitome of hard work and ethics and character, everything that you want in your children. And I know for me, what it's done for me is it's helped me to make sure that my children know the story of Martin Szabo.
Well,
impractical it is that he and I have a freaking connection.
I just love that. Well, thank you for telling your children that story. There's something else I want to lift up, and I think it's timely right now, given what we have been through in this state and this nation in the last few weeks and months. We've tended to make politics and our partisan divisions such a focus in our lives, to an extreme almost. The Szabo story is a story about putting politics in its rightful perspective. Our politics are supposed to be a means to an end, and that end is the shared governance of this country. It was the governance through the legislative branch that Martin Szabo made his life's work. And putting politics not as primary, but as secondary, and as a tool to be controlled, to be managed, not to run away, allowed to run away with all of our passions. I think that's a timely message right now.
Girl, you are not kidding. That is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Now, you know, I've seen actors, like I talked to Terrence Howard. He was on this show, Academy Award nominee, and he talks about how when he does acting, especially when he's playing a real character, he can feel the spirit of the person visit him. And he said it's almost like one time he felt like the hands of the person were on him. He said he could physically feel that in writing this and immersing yourself in Martin's life. Did you feel at one point, girl, that you might have got a visit?
Well, you know, I can't say that I felt it in a spiritual way. What I can say is that I was blessed to have access with our wonderful technological resources today to a number of video interviews that had been done with Martin, video and audio interviews that had been done with Martin at a, sometime in the, within the last 10 years of his life, as he left the Congress in 2006 and then before his death. And those, if you knew Martin, you always, there was always a whiff of tobacco about him. He was a heavy smoker, sorry to say.
Yeah.
And so when I watched those videos, I would sometimes get a sense I could almost smell the tobacco. They were so authentic as Martin talked about the things that were important to him in his career, talked about his disappointments as well as his successes. And there were considerable disappointments. He was such a critic of the widening income inequality in our country. Mm-hmm. He so wished that we could have done better by health care for all. And he lamented that he worked a lot on housing when he was in the state legislature and felt significant gains had been made in housing and in giving people an incentive to have more income diversity in our housing patterns. And he lamented that that hasn't worked out the way he had hoped. There were other things as well, but I know he would not be a fan at all of the violent turn that our politics has taken this year. I know he would be sadly lamenting how we have allowed ourselves to become so harshly divided from one another.
Well, I just love the fact that you have produced this book for the next generation of leaders here in Minnesota, someone that we can all look up to, someone that we can all learn from, someone who can inspire us. If you have not picked up a copy of this book, I tell you, there are so many history teachers that listen to this show, so many educators. This needs to be an absolute must read for any Minnesota history class. This needs to be part of the curriculum. Y'all need to get Lori in the classroom. Girl, you need to be doing all the assemblies. You need to be doing all the meet and greets at the school. Look at me booking you, girl. I'm just booking you because these are lessons that we have to absolutely learn. And the only way we're going to learn them is through this book. So make sure you pick it up. Lori, thank you so much, not just for being on this show, but for not thinking I was the crazy lady at the post office when I just grabbed you by the neck and said, what you doing? What you mailing off? And then you told me, Martin Sable, and we got to talk and you opened yourself up to hear from me and then put my story into the pages of your book. And I wish I could tell you how honored I am to be included.
Well, so I think of you as part of Martin's legacy, the human kind of contacts he made as a mentor to you and so many others through the years. That's part of what he has left us, and we can feel good about that.
Yes, we can, and we can feel good about this book. Y'all be sure to pick it up. Miss Lori is available to come to your school or event or church. So I'm booking her. Yeah, I'm going to be her agent. So just give her a call. She'll be there for you. It is 1:32, and I'll be here for you after the commercial break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know that beautiful voice. That is our very own Geraldine Steele. We are playing music by Geraldine and her family, Billy, Javita, JD, and Fred. Y'all know them as the Steels. Why? Because Geraldine and her sister Javita have a big concert coming up on September 20th. I'm going to tell you all about it. They will be here in the 2 o'clock hour. Oh my God, I can't wait. I have been looking forward to this all week long. But first, I am so excited because one of my friends is walking on water. Yep, she's walking on water. She got out of the boat and she is walking on that water. Vanessa Drews from Cheesecake Funk is opening a brick and mortar store. In fact, today is the debut of Cheesecake Funk in Chanhassen. And I tell you, I am so excited about this. She is taking a quick break, and she is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline because today is your first day opening your brick and mortar store. Okay, girl, give everybody the exact address.
2419 Highway 7, Excelsior. It's on the border of Excelsior and Chanhassen. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful day. I'm open.
Oh, okay. Girl, you and I are both so excited about this. Okay. So tell us what it's like. You have been working so hard to get your own brick and mortar store because you were making your cheesecakes at a hotel lobby, the Marriott. They were very kind. You had a great relationship with them. And then you would take them to the Coastal Seafoods and take them to different restaurants and, you know, and you were getting them all over the place and you were running around like a crazy woman because you were trying to grow your business and get your name out there with cheesecake. And then you said, Shaletta, I'm going to open this brick and mortar in Excelsior/Chanhassen. And I was like, yes, yes. And then today is the day. What's it been like? Talk to me about this journey.
It's been so amazing. I'm trying not to stay emotional all day, but it's I'm so thankful. I'm so excited to bring my cheesecakes to a place where people can come to every day. Except for Mondays. I will be closed on Mondays because I want to prepare for everybody for the rest of the week. I'm just really excited to just have this service for people where we can just provide amazing cheesecakes, desserts. I'm going to have some breakfast sandwiches coming soon. We're going to do coffee with my amazing vanilla bean whipped cream as the coffee or as the creamer. I'm just so excited. I'm just really, really excited to bring cheesecake slices, minis, and my cheesecakes just to everybody. I'm super pumped.
Okay. So for folks who are trying to figure out Cheesecake Funk, I've heard of this before. Vanessa Drew's cheesecakes are legendary. They were a favorite of Prince. Prince actually named the cheesecake, and you have got to tell this story about how Prince went looking for your cheesecake, girl. This is like the funniest Prince story ever.
Right. And it just makes me so honored to think that he had everything that he could want, you know, and just that I brought a little bit of joy to his life.
I have been making cheesecakes for a very long time. I worked for Prince selling merchandise, and I would just bring cheesecakes into the building for my friends that worked there who were in the band, and just said, welcome to Minnesota. Here's some great cheesecake in the fridge. And then I realized that he found the cheesecakes in the fridge. And then
he was eating them.
And he started mentioning Cheesecake Funk onto various flyers that he would post to welcome people to Paisley Park, and Cheesecake, that was the name. And I was like, well, there you go. I think that's the name. And it's just amazing. It's wonderful that I can bring a little something that he loved and enjoyed. And I'll tell you what, my turtle cheesecake slices, they're selling like crazy today.
Girl, okay, so that is my favorite, the turtle cheesecake slices, the cheesecake minis. Talk to me about some of the offerings you have at your new brick and mortar store.
Yeah, so I'm going to do all my flavors. I think what I'm going to do is kind of do an alternate variety of flavors each day. But I'm certainly going to have the staples like the classic, the turtle cheesecake. Right. My banana cream is pretty much sold out for the day. I did slices of banana cream and some whole banana creams. We're going to do white chocolate caramel. I think I'm going to soon mix in my blueberry lemon option. We're going to do cookies and cream and just really make it a really lovely space to get an amazing dessert.
Okay, now this is making everybody's mouth water. Tell everybody again where they can go to get a slice or a mini or a whole cheesecake from you opening her brick and mortar store today in Chanhassen / Excelsior.
Yeah, so the address is 2419 MN7. So it's off of Highway 7 in Excelsior, on the border of Excelsior and Chanhassen. Basically, it's at the intersection of Highway 7 and 41. We are two doors down from an amazing restaurant called North Coop. There's a Brito's Burritos that's right next door to us, too. We're in a great little strip mall. There's a Cub grocery store right across the street as well. It's just amazing. So I'm super excited to welcome people to this space.
I am so excited for you. And what's been the reception like since you opened up this morning? I know you were so excited to get that first customer. Talk to me about that. Who was the first customer?
It was my neighbor. My neighbors, my sweet neighbors. I literally live 2 minutes down the road in San. And my two neighbors, they walked in and they said, we did all that we could to make sure we got up and we were here to be your first customers. So Lori and Scott.
Oh, super sweet. That is so awesome. And you know, I like the fact that you are in Chanhassen, you live in Chanhassen. Is that why you picked that location, so that you could be close to your family? Because you have kids like I do. You're a mom.
Yep.
We still got laundry to fold. We still got dishes to wash. We still got groceries to buy. And so being there and having the city support, I know that means a lot to you, right?
It means so much, and it's just such a blessing because I feel like this spot chose me. I was just kind of looking for, I knew that if I found a spot, the right spot would come to be. And this spot became available, and I honestly have been working on this behind the scenes since January.
And you kept it from me, girl. Wait a minute. Hold on, because I done talked to you since January. You didn't say nothing.
But you know what? I signed the lease on Juneteenth.
Oh, look at that. Look at God.
Right.
Freedom.
I have been working. It's 2 minutes down the street from my house. I am, yes, close to my babies. And, well, they're not so much babies so anymore. But, you know, it's perfect. I'm a part of this community, and I'm also just a part of the Twin Cities area, and I know that there are people, you know, I had one of my friends that came all the way from Big Lake today. Her and her family drove all the way down. You know, I have friends that are in Wisconsin that have come over. All over the Twin Cities. Yes, I'm out here off of 7 and 41, but I just feel like this is just a spot where it's centrally located, I think, in the highway system,
that is close enough where people can come directly out Highway 7 to get to us.
And, you know, people have to, we have to be purposeful about where we spend our dollar. You know, people say, oh, well, I want to support small businesses. How can I do that? Here's how. And, you know, you're going to have to go out the way. You're going to have to, you know, make make some plans. Get your family in the car. You know, what we're going to do is we're going to make it a day. We're going to make it a destination day. We're going to get the family. We're going to get some sweet treats. We're going to go. We're going to support. We're going to get our Cheesecake Funk. We're going to get our minis. We're going to get our slices. We're going to get one to go. We're going to bring it back home. And then that way we'll have some to eat, you know, and then we come back and make it something we do every couple of weeks. Is there a website? Because I know you do catering, you do weddings. You know, I don't want people to think, oh, well, Vanessa's got this brick and mortar. Yes, she's still doing all of that. So if you've got an event or a wedding or, you know, when we had Black Entrepreneurs Day, you did the minis and it was such a hit. Everybody loved them. You know, give us that website so that people can go in and see everything that you have to offer.
Yep. So you can go to CheesecakeFunk.com. I have been, you know, taking pre-orders through there. I still am asking for a few business days notice to have everything ready and available. But yeah, they can go there. They can follow me on all social platforms at Cheesecake Funk. And I think another great thing too is that, you know, we are the state of Minnesota. We're the home of Prince. So fans who come to Minnesota, they want to experience all the various places in Minnesota that's related to him, or just to see what we have here. And I'm just hoping that fans and guests of Minnesota will come here to visit too.
Girl, now you know we finna, now don't you put that idea in my head. You know you done gave me an idea. So now we got to call the Tourism Bureau on Monday. Girl, why are you giving me stuff to do? So we got to call the Tourism Bureau on Monday. We got to make sure that they know what's going on. We got to call my friend Mary Beth to Meet Minneapolis. We got to make sure she knows what's going on. We got to do a couple of stories for WCCO Radio website, right?
Yeah.
And then we got to make sure the business editors at the Star Tribune and the Pioneer Press know about this, so that when folks are coming and they go to Paisley, they can stop after and have to, girl, see, we finna make you $1 million. Okay, Lindsay,
well,
we're gonna have to go to
let me just interject one thing. My cheesecake is available at Paisley Park as well. So when
we want them to come to the brick. We want them to come to the brick. We want the brick. We want the brick. We want the foot traffic. Okay, Lindsay, I'm gonna ask you to please get Vanessa off the phone. Let her go back to selling her cheesecake and take her to a commercial break, because she done gave me 2.5 days worth of work to do.
Okay.
Bye, girl.
Bye, honey. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk later, and we'll talk after the commercial break. Guess who's coming back to WCCO Radio in just a few minutes? Geraldine Steele. That's right. OMG, the first family of Minnesota Gospel is joining me in the 2 o'clock hour from 2 until 2:30. She and her sister Javita are going to be here on September 20th. They have a big concert that they're doing. They're going to tell us all about it, how you can get tickets so you and your family and friends can make a day out of it. You can go get you some cheesecake in Chanhassen, and then you can go over to this big concert that Geraldine and Javita Steele are doing. Oh my God. Have you ever heard, Lindsay, such amazing voices? Lindsay, you've been playing Geraldine and Javita and the Steele family all show long. You had to go through all their music catalog. I don't know how you picked, because there's so much rich music and history in this town with them and their voices and their performance. They've had songs with Prince and the Sounds of just everybody.
Absolutely. And they got their original stuff. I've been playing some of the covers as well. I mean, they're just so incredibly talented. And so it was a real pleasure. But like you said, difficult. Do I do the beginning? Do I do the bridge? What sounds best? How long does Shaletta need this to breathe? All these things are going through my head, but good music is good music.
good music and good voices and good people. Like, I've been to one of their concerts, and the one thing that I've learned from Geraldine, because I was you, like, I was her producer. When I got to CCO Radio, I was overnights and weekends because my kids were severely autistic. So I had to be home during the day in case the school called or something happened and, you know, they needed me to come, you know, there right away. And mm-hmm. So I couldn't work during the day. And so nights and weekends, and they made me Geraldine's producer. And the one thing that I learned from her was professionalism. Like, making people feel good about spending time with you or buying a ticket to go to your event. Like, I had never seen people give their fans so much love. Like, Geraldine and Javita and Billy and Fred and JD, they would get on stage and they would perform. And then after the show, they would go out and receive and greet all the guests. And the people would talk to them and engage them and tell them, you know, what a great show they had. And they remembered them from last year. And they were asking about family members and stuff. And I was like, y'all not tired? Let these people go home. And I'm like, no, we want these people to come back. And these people are our, not just our fans, but our family. And I felt that love. And it changed my perspective on how you deal with people who show up for you. And I tell you, more than just enjoying the music, I have enjoyed studying the Steele family. And so, hey, listen, go pee. You don't want to miss it. Come back with your snacks, because up next, after the news, I'm talking to the Steels. Our very own Geraldine will be joining me. You should too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.